Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. King
Let me hear
Ira.
You say, hey, Miss Carter. Let me hear 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 you say, 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 Let me hear you say,
Santiago and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag or Vogue Femme. Mini grands include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
Has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook event page, May 24th, The Purge.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The controversial...
But not here as a friend of yours, she's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, all the tea, all the drama, all the shade, and all the positive, all in one number, honey. How better can you get than that, honey? We're definitely here to recap all the balls that happened all this weekend and all the flops that happened all this weekend, honey. It's going to be a whole bunch of tea, a whole bunch of drama, and a whole bunch of motherfucking shade, honey. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host, honey. First, we're going to bring on the overall father of the House of Prodigy and the overall father of the House of Cocktail. It's no other than Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go, let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up.
Pull them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Hands up, TikTok, hands up, TikTok.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kel?
Nothing much, just chilling, honey. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on our other co-host, Management. When you listen to this download, management, honey, we need to get Marcus an intro, management, honey. We're going to bring on Father Marcus Escort, honey. Marcus.
Warning. Freak alert. Warning. Freak alert.
Aquarium, that father.
Thanks.
Honey. Yes, honey, we're here to recap all the madness that happened this weekend, honey, baby, honey. Baby.
Well, what was the madness? It sounded like it was a really nice weekend.
Are you sure?
From what I heard?
Baby, well, I don't know what you heard, honey, but baby, honey, it was a media disaster.
Oh.
Baby.
Well, it was still a ball in Alabama and... Oklahoma City and Detroit. I heard Detroit was fab and the Pink Lady Ball.
Yeah, those.
So you can't say a weekend a flop.
Oh, well, that, well, you know, a DC flop. Oh. The DC flop, honey, because, baby, it was a mess. 45 minutes.
Y'all girls should come on time.
What'd you say?
Y'all girls should come on time.
Chow. it was so short, I don't want to talk about it because it was so short. I'll talk about it later on, honey, because it was so short, baby. I want to hear about Detroit. This thing, I heard Detroit was back on the map this weekend, honey.
Yes. Detroit, I have to say, definitely say kudos to Detroit. I don't know if any of the... fake profiles was out there, but obviously they didn't post anything negative because there really wasn't nothing negative to say about Detroit. Tim did his best to make sure that everybody was accommodated. The venue was the, you know, the legendary post, of course, that gives you time to finish your categories and do everything you need to do. Smoking area, things of that nature. They definitely had a bar. with Top Shelf, Nicole. We also had, you know, the regular for the regular folks. We didn't have a table because there's only a couple of prodigies there, so we didn't get a table. So I really didn't see how the tables were decorated, but I'd like to thank the House of Ebony for allowing us to sit down with you guys and break bread and have fun at the ball. Congratulations to the, if I'm not mistaken, to the House of Revlon for winning House of the Year at the awards bar. I don't remember the rest of the awards. I was at the bar most of the time just mingling and talking with everybody. But I do remember him saying, making an announcement. So congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to the House of Ebony for winning the grand prize of the night at the ball, which was $1,000, House of the Most Trophies. They won the most. I think the rest of the houses, everybody else, it was like a 4 or 5 way tie, if I'm not mistaken, unless the Revlons did come in second, and then everybody else came in third, like a whole bunch of ties with that. And big shout out to the lady that's a blondie. I don't know her name. She was probably the only blonde that was there in the building, but she won 3 categories by herself.
I know that's
what
right.
What was the 3, Rodney? She won Runway, Female Figure Runway. She also won, oh, my God, I can't remember.
Women's Body or something.
She won. Huh?
The Women's Body?
No, she's a drag queen. She's a Bush Queen of Drags. So she won Drags Runway, and she won 2 more other categories. I can't remember, but I kept hearing them say blonde. I know she was the only one there. I kept seeing her come away with the trophies. I don't know which categories. I'm sure if Camaro is listening or one of his friends or house members, he can text me or inbox me and let me know the categories that she won, and I'll put it out there. Also, just tell you about a little thing that happened. We had the appearance of what he called himself and what I call him was 2 different things. Olivia Pope Ebony made an appearance, but I said you look more like Olivia Nope as opposed to Olivia Pope. We would not disrespect my bitch like that. But TJ was up in drags, and he walked a few categories. He got stopped.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
He got chopped for best dress, and he lost in the final battle for Runway. But big shout out for TJ for still going out, you know, saying, having fun, doing what you do.
Hold on, Rodney. Yes, J-Rock.
I need you to rewind that. You say TJ was what?
Up in drags.
That is all. Put me back on. That is all. Put me back on mute till we start going over to Oklahoma ball.
It should be on the bed.
Right. Well, you can stay on the phone, J-Rock, so we can do Oklahoma when we get down with Detroit.
Okay.
It was good to see Goddess. It was good to see everybody. It was just out. Toya Banks, Vonna, Trapper, Fatty. I mean, you know, everybody came. Rock, Uncle Mike. It was a nice time. It was a nice time. Everybody came out. It was very peaceful.
Hold on 1 minute, Rodney.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the bitch can't take me, I'm a bad girl. Trey wanna be all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If she wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If she wanna be just like me, after the bitch can't take me.
Girl, don't be using my intro for Michi. I'm just pressing. Oh. I'm just.
I'm a nasty girl.
Hold on. Let me change. I didn't know that was Michi. I thought that was just you, Jason. Hold on. Let me get Michi his intro.
Oh,
Warning.
Okay.
Freak alert. Warning. Freak alert.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey. Hey.
But yes, at Detroit definitely took me back to the Rodeo Ball, the back when the Prodigy used to have their ball out there. It was really fun. No issues, no drama, no fighting. I mean, that's a little small issue. That was from a couple of leaders in the Midwest. You know, so I hope they actually get that situation straightened out so it won't cause any friction on anybody else when coming to Detroit. But that was between a couple of leaders. But hopefully they'll deal with that accordingly and get that situation taken care of. Other than that, I have nothing bad to say about Detroit at all. Not at all. Now, if anybody else know anything that I don't know, let me know, and I'll fill you in and get you up to speed on what really happened, if anybody heard anything bad.
Well, we haven't done this in a while. Can you give your score 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
I'm going to give it a... You know what? Just on me and myself, I'm going to give it a 10. I'm going to give it a 10. I don't ever remember giving a ball a 10 based on different experiences, different stuff with Detroit and the revamp of Detroit scene. So I'm going to give this ball a 10.
Mark?
Sure.
The ball started in the amount of time that we thought it was going to start. The drinks were there. The awards, he had nice awards. He had nice ball trophies, nice crowd. Everybody was participating. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I do remember something now. I'm going to take a point away. Give it a 9. Got to give it a 9. Because the system was having a little technical difficulties, so we had to wait about 10, 15 minutes on the system to come back up. But that was it. That was it.
Well, we had to wait 45 minutes at the aftermath.
Ma'am, we're on Detroit. We moved on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That bitch is trying to get...
Over there, so, but
see, that bitch
want
to attack Rodney.
Say what?
That bitch want to get smacked.
Yeah, he's trying it.
I mean, I'm just saying, by the time the ball started, I was so loaded. I missed that.
Well, that was part of the
you were loaded on what kind of punch? That punch. It was that punch that we, Jolly Rancher, Candies, and about 7-8 blunt. No shade.
So what is that?
Well, the girl,
just for clarity,
that girl said that Prodigy Escada punch was better than the Ebony punch on Saturday.
Who?
I have to remove the Prodigy name from it.
They said the Escada punch was better than the Ebony punch on Saturday. I'm just saying what they say in chicken.
Okay, I mean, in defense of chicken and the Ebony punch, you know, it was a different, you know, they tried something different. And, you know, sometimes
no,
we try something different, not... Can you let me get my political answer, please? They tried something different, and you know, when you try something different, sometimes it's better to stick with what you originally started off with.
And it was a different, you know, something different was last night at Detroit for the aftermath. It was an Ebony punch there too, but it was a different color and different taste.
Okay, well, see, that was in Detroit. We're talking about Chicken, who started the Ebony punch.
Oh,
he didn't make that one. So I don't know what Detroit's gave.
Oh, okay. Well, Miss Alexis Snow, you already know. She's on the line with us.
Hey, Phil. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
How you doing?
Did you get your did you see that post I tagged you in earlier?
You know me and that person don't get along, so I try not to comment because it would have went totally left. So I really didn't say anything. But you tried it.
Okay. I'm back. Yeah.
So we haven't got to the finger yet. I mean, have we got to the whole...
What's that?
Kelly, did you go to D.C. at all?
Girl.
What?
It
took me 45 minutes to get dressed, the same amount of time it took for the ball to be over with.
No, girl, you drove 4 hours.
Yeah, I didn't drive. Jack drove 4 hours. It took me, once we got to Ian's house, it took me exactly 45 minutes to put on my makeup and to get dressed. Baby, to drive to the ball, baby, for us to turn back around 45 minutes later and get on the road and go back home.
What? Well, guys, I have Olivia on the line.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi, Olivia.
What's up?
Who's Olivia?
TJ.
So you think you're playing with wigs and heels now? What's the fee?
I got like 10 inboxes about that.
Was it a fantasy category or something? I know back in Atlanta, I remember Jack had did like a fantasy category at one point, because I remember Naomi had walked something, and that's when Tigger came out.
TJ's been dragged before.
That was on Halloween.
No. TJ, that's not for you, baby.
That was on Halloween. No, the real reason I did it is because, like, I was trying to help.
Oh, y'all talk about the fantasy ball in Atlanta. Yeah, you remember when they had that fantasy category, you got to walk the category you've always wanted to walk, your fantasy category.
Yeah, and
Naomi
walked in one face.
Yeah, she walked in one face in the little white gown and stuff. I felt that ball. No shade. That was, you know.
So
I'm waiting for them to bring that back out so I can do my fantasy category.
The reason you got the drags is what, TJ?
Because I was doing it to walk three categories that I knew no one would walk to help my house get points to win $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you took it for the team. So you got dressed up like Harriet Tubman for the team. That's what's up. I can
so
plot.
Can we call you, instead of calling you Olivia Pope, can we call you Scandalation now?
I call him Olivia Nope, Marcus. That's what it is, not a P.
Let's just call it Scandalation. And,
why I chose the name, because I'm always in a goddamn scandal.
So, TJ, your first category that you came down with, I really didn't know was you at first. That was female figure best dress. And Mother Janice, Miss Rahi said, no, ma'am. Stop. What did she tell you your reasoning for being chopped?
I had somebody's coat on, which was their mean coat. She said it was too big for me.
Oh, okay.
She packed it. Oh, well. On to the next one.
Okay, yeah, good. On to the next category. Next when you walked was drag runway. And how did you feel you did with that category?
I mean, for it to be my first time walking it, I did good. It got down to a tie battle between me and Destiny. I mean, hands down, she deserved them fucking wings she had on. I want them.
Yeah, those wings were definitely nice. Hold on one second. Oh, Kelly, if it hangs me up, call me back.
Hello. TJ, what was your third category?
I was going to walk Butch Queen up in pumps, but I missed it.
Hello. Okay, I'm back.
So that was good. That was good. Well, at least you said you did it for the team. I can understand that.
Ronnie, can I ask you a question now? How did he look for female best dress? Did you think it was 10, or how did you see that?
When I was in the back at the bar, I saw him dressed up. I didn't know he was walking from – I didn't know who it was at first because I was at the bar. I just turned around and saw him, and he went out there. I really didn't see the whole look. I really didn't see what he was giving anything because, like I said, I was just in the back drinking the entire time until it was time for me to walk my few categories. I didn't think – I saw the dress.
I also heard it was some more returns this weekend. Looks like – Paris has returned back to Ms. Rahi.
Yeah, yes, she
Prodigy,
did.
Aloha, she came back.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she's back up, Ms. Rahi. Yeah. But so what was your take on the ball, TJ, overall? What did you think of the ball?
Honestly, I actually had a fun-ass time overall. I mean, carrying, of course, getting drunk and full. That's actually one of the best Detroit Awards ball I can
remember. We all got drunk.
Shit, since I've been walking balls in Detroit.
Okay.
It was, like, kind of funny to see all those people there because I wasn't expecting to see a good, fast crowd of Rodney. All y'all, I thought y'all had been in D.C., so when Trishay and them canceled their ball, it actually helped the Detroit ball out a lot.
Right. But that was good. Yeah, I can agree with you on that. It was definitely was a very, very, very nice ball. And definitely
the
nice
trophy was nice. The other years was nice. Everything, like, kudos to Tim. Like, first year back, and you did it that year. So, keep going.
Right. And I think if he would have promoted a little bit more east-wise, you know, it probably would have got more people there, even though with the ball in D.C., I mean, they still have knowledge of it because it wasn't really – it was promoted Midwest heavy, I think. But if it would have came to the East Coast a little bit, I think more people –
I mean, of course, the Midwest, no, you already know second weekend – well, the first and second weekend in Detroit is in February, Detroit Awards Ball. Second weekend in March, you know it's Midwest Awards Ball. Like, all of the awards balls here, you know when they come Midwest. So that was came that. Like you said, if he'd have promoted it more, he probably would have got more East Coast people there. But honestly, I think just speaking off the top of my ass, I think it was more so catered to giving back to Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. He did that.
And the other people who came through. Because, like, I ain't no way in hell I would expect to see Lisa there. I wouldn't expect to see you there. Hell, some of those girls that only come out when you at for like a rodeo ball and stuff in Detroit, I was gagging that they was in the field. When I pulled up to the post and seen the small parking lot full, the one across the street full, cars lined all up and down the street, I'm thinking, damn.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you know, I was excited to see you guys. Like, I wish
I was a silent partner in the ball at that point.
Yeah, we're here, I think.
Yeah. But, and then it was no fights in Detroit. Everybody had fun. All three, both balls was cool. The aftermath, it was Detroit aftermath. It was fun. The kids came out. Tom was there. Like I said, it was a fun time in Detroit. So everyone can honestly say there was no fights or nothing in Detroit, so everyone can stop seeing Detroit so ratchet and bingy and ghetto.
Right, and that was a good thing to see, to go out there and not to deal with any violent acts or anything like that, and it was just great. It was just good.
Yep.
So, you gonna tell us about J Rock? You gonna tell us about what city you say you went to?
Oh yeah, we went to Oklahoma City on Saturday. They're trying to start up the ball scene, and from what I was told, this is their second function in 2 years. So what we did was, you know, all the leaders down in Texas and the Gulf Coast went up there to support the scene, you know, to see what it was going to give and everything. It was a good turnout. It was a good turnout for a small city. I didn't know Oklahoma City was that small. The venue. I don't know if we was in the gym. I don't know where we was. They said that the lady that used to own the only gay club in Oklahoma City lost it, so they had to have it in some kind of, I don't even know what this space was. Maybe it was a hall or something. Whatever it was a little space. It was off in the middle of nowhere to where, you know, not that many cops could come and shut the thing down. But it was decorated really nice with all the white and red. It was the same Valentine's Day ball. Music night. I don't know what kind of drinks they had, but it looked like it was fucking everybody up. It looked like trash can punch to me, kind of like that stuff that Marcus made. But
No. I had the Rock and Patron in mind. No. You would not downgrade mine.
Whatever it was, you were shaking up, Rodney. That's what it looked like.
Yeah,
But I was just playing. But the drinks were flowing. They had nice tables. They had, like, platters out there that you go. They didn't have the platter sitting on the table. You had to go to a window, and they would stand behind the. They would have to go get the platter for you. If you had a table, you had to go get the platter. So it wouldn't just be sitting out on the table. You got it when you were ready to eat. So I thought that was a nice idea. Congratulations to the House of Ebony for winning the most trophies, including the grand prizes of Sex Siren and.
Y'all was the only house there.
The House of Ebony, the House of Escada, and the House of Bugari, and all the 007s of Oklahoma City were there. So, like I said, congratulations to the House of Ebony for winning the most trophies. What was that?
No misses, no
prodigies. No. I didn't see any misses, and I did not see any. I didn't see any misses there. No, I didn't. But my whole chapter, well, not my whole chapter.
Grand prize to Cheek Mizrahi for our realness with a twist.
Baby, you be getting the message, don't you?
I get everything. You didn't see any misses there because you know he won grand prize, so that's why you didn't see him.
I'm gonna tell you why I didn't see him, Kelly, since you want to be that way. Since I was on the mic and I wasn't expecting to be on the mic. He may have won Wilderness with a Twist, but he was not grand prize. It was Nikki that slayed him and everybody else. It was overall performance, and I thank you.
Oh.
He did win Pretty Boy, though.
So Kelly is making up grand prizes.
Yes, she is.
So she said grand prize for Twist.
He won the last twist.
But he got his trophy for the twist segment of that portion, okay?
Hold on.
He was commentated.
I'm going to have to check that again because from what I saw, it was Prodigy and Skylar was the last twister standing.
From what I saw in the clip was you commentating, he won. That's in my group.
Oh.
I'm going to have to check that again because I told before they came down to Prodigy and Hickey on them last battles. Was it two battles? Because I know they made them go twice.
It was two battles. He had two battles.
Okay, that's what it was then. And then he, okay. Okay, well, shit, I was confused.
So, J-Rock, are you more so saying that you don't think he should have won?
No, I was not saying that. Actually, he gagged me because I never did know that he even twist. He gives me realness with a twist for the simple fact, when he came out and walked Pretty Boy, you would never think that this boy twist. He just did not look like he twist.
Can we get a picture? Wait, what's his name?
Chingy Mizrahi.
He's from Atlanta.
Marcus, you know who they talk about, Marcus. You know exactly who they talking about, Marcus.
I don't know he walked with, though.
Exactly, that's what I said. He kind of favored Chingy.
Yeah, that's twisted me. Okay, go ahead.
But the overall performance, which was for the trophy and the cash because it was open to all, I just split it up, went to Dino, Nikki, Ebony.
Congratulations.
And he also won. That's the same person that
Dino,
won a new performance in
Dino
Charlotte.
From Miami, J-Rock?
No.
Dino, remember? Well, Rodney, he wasn't in the room. The one that J-Rock had crying, talk about when he was dead.
First of all, damn.
No.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about the one that. Oh, okay, Rodney. Rodney, you remember you came to Trey New Year's Ball and Dino had on all the black, like a leotard with the black lipstick, and it came down to him and Juice?
Right.
That's Dino.
Oh, yeah, Dino, who used to walk Catboy.
Yeah, he won new performance in Charlotte, and then he came down and he won this one. We had a couple of rivalries there from Dallas and Houston, and they went up for the they gave them a show, and the Oklahoma kids really liked it. I think it was really fun though, but it was a lot of mistakes because like any up and coming scene when it's your first. Ball, they have little mistakes and stuff like that, but I think they'll be okay. Other than that, I had a good time. But yes, Oklahoma City does have a soon. Oh, yeah, and shout out to Stacey Ebony for coming out on the table, laying out to Crystal Waters 100% per love, and they wasn't ready for that, and that's why she took that damn trophy.
The Oklahoma City, Oklahoma sounds nice.
The same girl that won in Charlotte when the girls didn't want to come back. At the aftermath.
How far is Oklahoma City from you guys, Gerard?
Oklahoma City from Dallas is a quick 3 hours. It don't even seem like you're driving as far because there's a lot of casinos in between. From Houston, it's like 6 hours and 30 minutes. So I have been a driving motherfucker since Charlotte. Because I drove to Charlotte, I drove back, I drove up to Dallas that Wednesday after Charlotte, drove back to Houston, then drove all the way to Oklahoma Friday night, and then drove all the way back to Houston. So I've been to 3 balls in 2 weeks. So,
in that same car?
In the same motherfucking Impala, baby. It gets where it gets me where I need to go.
She's about to Impala out, honey.
All right, go ahead and get her all changed, J-Rock.
That's fine. They're going to have to keep on filling it up with her. I'm about to trade her in, though. Like, I'm about to, well, not trade her in. I'm almost going to pay her off, and just, I'm just going to get another car.
Prada
went with me. Prada is, you know, trying to support the scene and go out there and see the kids. And we're about to get out there. Now, from May 20th to June 20th, whatever ball is going on, I'm probably going to be there because I'm taking 30 days of leave. So I'm in the middle of a transfer. So that's 33 days paid vacation. I'm going to be around, and I'm going to be walking. So,
well, so you're going to catch the con ball.
See, I didn't want to say that because I didn't know if anybody paid anything, but I will be purged.
They have a commercial. You didn't listen.
Okay, well, then I will be purged.
And you'll be at the Ebony Dynasty because they paid.
I definitely will be there. I'll be there on May 3rd.
What about?
I'm not walking on May 3rd, but I'll be walking a mini function. But the purge, I'm walking a lot of balls.
Will you make Behind the Music, Larry's Ball?
He'll be in Atlanta for me and Shay Shay's Ball.
April 20th.
Shay Ball.
I said May 20th through June 20th.
Oh, wow.
Well, Kelly, you didn't pay for your commercial either, girl.
Kelly, what is your ball?
You didn't pay for your commercial, girl. No free promotion.
Marcus, don't play with me, Marcus.
Kelly, when is your ball?
It's going to be Mother's Day.
Oh, child, that's my birthday weekend. I'll be a splash. We got something going on here.
Is Splash the same time this year? Hold on, when is Splash this year?
9, 10, 11.
Okay. Hold on. And Kelly, I'm correct. I am correct. Jasmine said work. You did not pay for commercial. You need to send your discounted rate in, and I thank you.
Bitch.
You need a receipt, girl?
No, I don't need a receipt, Eddie.
See, Kelly? Oh, okay. And you want to get this bitch a you want to get this bitch an intro? See?
I don't need it. I am consistent. If I gotta pay, everybody gotta pay.
But yeah, was there some more balls that went on around the country? Because they said there was a lot of balls going on.
Well, J-Rock, Prada said you did not drive to Charlotte. It was the team.
First of all, Prada, God damn. No, I drove all the way to, I don't know where I drove to. I turned it over to Stacey. Stacey drove the long way because she wanted to drive. She hit a deer. She kept driving. And then once we got almost to Charlotte, 3 hours outside of Charlotte, I took over. But from Charlotte to Houston, Texas, I drove 15 fucking hours, and you tell Prada, she know I drove 15 hours, because when I got tired and was about to run off the road, I asked one of them three heifers to drive, and nobody wanted to drive, so I raised down the windows in, like, 30-degree weather and froze everybody all the way back to almost all the way back to Houston since they don't want to drive.
Hold up. Did you say she hit a deer?
She sure hit it and kept going.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I heard it too.
No, say that car has been through ballroom torture. The mirror got tore off at the aftermath. It don't hit a deer and kept going. Like, what the fuck is next?
Hey, Miss Impala and got me a lot of places. It got me all in Atlanta. Well, you know Chevy Impalas and stuff like that. They last a long time. And then if they break, you can fix it your damn self. It's not like a foreign car. You just go get your Haynes manual. And I forgot a lot of these Bush queens don't know what a Haynes manual is. They don't know how to go in the auto zone, buy the part, lift up the hood, you know, and change the shit they sell.
Well, if they're a crafting girl, they know how to do all that stuff.
Oh.
the girls want to tune up in a minute. No shit.
I got a message in my inbox, and the girls want to know, are we going to still let Trisha Khan keep pacifying and having these flop ass balls and throwing money the next night, honey, out there, honey? They said she didn't give out the $1,000 for the realtors, but now she want to give out $200 and $100 tonight at Vogue night. Are we going to keep pacifying this bullshit and letting this pass?
They would need to ask that to Trisha Khan, because we don't know.
Well, I have a question. Just, I guess, not to play devil's advocate, but what about the girls who have balls?
And don't give out nothing,
and then you don't even try to justify, and you don't give out nothing, and you don't even try to make amends at all. What about those girls?
That's called bitch gag.
Hold on, Bishop, you're live on air.
God. Hey, what's up, y'all?
God.
I'm going to get my chicken fingers. I'll be right back. Shout out to John Wall for winning the slam dunk contest, representing DC, stand up.
Yay.
That's what's up, John.
And the thing is, how y'all doing?
Bye, Bishop. We're talking about balls, Bishop. We're not talking about basketball, okay?
Let's talk about this.
This is not Sports Center, Bishop. Good night.
All right. Listen.
Thank you.
Anybody want a chicken finger?
You got any honey worms?
Can I get one on ice, please?
But Kelly, no shame to Bishop, though, but I did do it. You know, I was doing football season. I was doing my sports report, so.
Okay, but you're not doing that tonight.
It was 8 balls this weekend. We ain't got time for that.
Wait, hold up. Is Alexis on the line?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, because I keep getting Alexis and Laura mixed up for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
J-Rock, can we get your score
of
Oklahoma
now?
City, 1 through 10? 10
1
being
through
the
10, I would say about, I would give it a 7.
I keep hearing 7 a lot.
I would give it a 7 because they got a lot to learn. But compared to some of these seasoned places that I have been, it's a shame to say that Oklahoma City was better than that.
Well, J-Rock, you only been to North Carolina and D.C. So I've been to North Carolina,
D.C., and Atlanta. Tell her.
What city was you comparing that to?
Bitch, first of all, Atlanta, I did not almost pass the fuck out in a, I'll never forget that inferno. Then
what
I'm talking about
Atlanta.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
What ball did everybody need an IV after because they sweated so much and had the snow cone truck out there? And then the following night, it was a freezer. They tried to give us pneumonia in Atlanta.
So you said Oklahoma City experience was better than Atlanta?
I would have to say that. I'm not going to even lie to you, it was.
Well, I would feel that way, so you got
it would be a break.
Yes, actually, they do have a place called Brick Town in Oklahoma City, and you'll fit right in, Kelly. But, Alexa.
Oh, yes.
I had bought this stuff today, you know, for my sinuses because I got them checked, and it's called Ocean Complete. And Bishop, what did you say?
He bought a hemorrhoid cream today, and he wants you to tell him how to use it.
Bishop, I don't know how to use it.
First of all, I'm talking about the Ocean Complete. It cleans out your sinuses, and Bishop said that you would know how to use it.
Well, actually, I wouldn't.
You stick it in your nose and then you drain it.
Like
Jason, they're being funny.
But it takes the amateur
girls that don't know how to. We're not going to discuss this tonight, okay?
I'm just saying because I remember in D.C. for the Balenciaga ball, I seen some people hitting the runway. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to say that for tomorrow night. When I start learning y'all names, I'm going to start calling them out, and I don't give a fuck, because you girls be hitting the runway with white noses and everything, and I just be like, where are your friends?
Well, see, that's the thing, J-Rock. If you have friends, you always turn to say, is my nose clean?
Friends don't let friends walk on the runway with powdered noses. That's all I'm going to say.
And I want to give a shout out to the girls in North Carolina. You know how to clear a room, light your Tina, and I'm out.
Who
was
lighting Tina?
Girl, Miss Alexis, we had this conversation when I came back downstairs to that other room, and I said, I had to get out of there. It was a smell that wasn't normal to me.
I told y'all it was a Twista and a Vogue Flip, Miss Dangzilla.
It was on the fourth. No, a Kelly. It was on the fourth floor. Alexis, you remember? I was like, oh, I'm about to go smoke my little weed, whatever.
Right.
Went upstairs. I went out to the lobby. Met up with you know the girls, and we were all you know Kabaji and Odell. We sitting there, we smoking, boom, boom, boom. I come back out, you know, the room got a little more crowded. So you know, you want to fast pace through and see who's all in the building.
You know, I did a lot of snow that weekend, so
you did
really
Alexa Snow.
I really don't know. I don't remember a lot. Just keep it all the way down to Buffalo. And when you get to Buffalo, you gotta make a right.
Girl, you in another Uber?
Marcus, leave her alone.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot because I normally keep up with this count. You know, I call it the Alexis versus Kelly count, and it's my own count. Alexis get one again for North Carolina, Kelly. I'm sorry. So, you need to step your game up.
Ooh.
So, North Carolina was a week ago, so, yeah, let's move on. Anybody have any tea on Alabama, the Pink Lady Ball?
The Pink Lady Ball was cute. I'm trying to remember what Hot Lunch gave me what I needed.
Nyjah.
For LSS. Uh-huh. I don't know the other name.
Nyjah.
Nyjah gave me what I needed for LSS. Big shout out to Jamie Lee. She gave me what I needed for Legendary Performance. Who else? What's the icon name, Kelly? Kelly. Hello?
She's in the bathroom.
Oh.
She's in the bathroom.
I can't think of the girl. Zavina. Zavina.
Did they let Kelly do Grand March? Or did they kick her out of Grand March?
No, she was sitting on the stage looking regular. Zavina,
I wasn't here. I was in the bathroom. What hey y'all? What y'all say?
No,
we were.
Go ahead, Marcus.
We was asking, did they let you do Grand March, or did you get kicked out of Grand March?
Oh no, I didn't have the appropriate colors, so I didn't do Grand March.
So, Kelly, you a pink lady?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know what? I was confused about that because me and my father talked about this one time before. It's supposed to be a Kiki scene and a Kiki ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki is you walk categories that you would normally walk in a ball.
But they're walking their regular categories. A lot of them walk in their regular categories.
Right.
Majority
of them
are using
They're using it as practice for when they get to the major balls. But I thought it was for categories that you don't want, like me, if I was to go out there and try to walk face or Vogue Femme or something like that, and I don't walk at a ball. I thought it was supposed to be something like that for fun, a kiki.
It was, but I don't know what happened.
Because that's what confused me when I seen everybody. I'm like, ain't that the same people that Vogue at the regular?
Well,
on the regular
some
team?
People walk regular categories, and then some people,
Some people walk
mixture.
Categories.
Right. Like, Hollis walks, big boy performance, but at the Kiki Ball, she walks face, drags face.
What?
She walks drag
yeah,
face and regular ball.
Yeah, I
know that now. I mean, I know that now, but he doesn't. You know what I mean?
That bitch and that bitch motherfucking sits, they say. It's no motherfucking shade, bitch. Okay? I can see that bitch coming to Atlanta playing with those hoes, mistake for big girl's face.
Kelly, you're fishing.
Excuse me?
Green eye.
Send me.
Can you go ahead and get out? Can you go ahead and get the House of Double C $7,500 ready, please?
Oh, Alexis, they said another Uber.
Bitches is worried about the wrong thing. I don't worry about what's in your purse. Don't worry about what's in mine.
I'm just saying what the girls are saying, they say.
Well, I'm telling you what the fuck I'm saying.
Oh.
It was said in the bell cave, Alexis.
Well, Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, everyone have a good night. I was just coming on to give an update on the Oklahoma City ball that I went to. And I'll see everyone tomorrow night. Y'all have a good night and have a blessed night.
Bye, bitch.
That's a goddamn show. I'm sitting up here. Bitch, I can't wait to. Oh. Get me off this motherfucking line.
Can't wait for what?
Don't worry about it, Kelly. I'll be on tour from May to June, and I may stop in New York.
Okay, and if you stop in New York, bitch, I just may chop you.
Oh, no, I'm going to stop on your
Kelly is banned from judging balls for 6 months. I put her on punishment.
Well, I'm going to stop on your doorstep, honey. I'm not going to stop at no ball.
Oh, you
knock,
stop
knock.
On this doorstep if you want to, baby. You go gag.
Kelly, I got an inbox.
Yes.
The question is, why did you vote the way you did for the final battle for Pretty Boy Realness?
And where are you at now?
Excuse me?
Why did you vote the way you did for the final battle for Pretty Boy Realness?
Me and Cam already talked about that already.
It's not Cam asking.
Oh, well, I talked to Cam about that already.
Ken, can you call in and give us what Kelly told you?
We had our discussion about that already.
He ain't got a phone to call him.
Oh,
he had no phone.
Well, Lord.
Well, Kelly, would you like to see that? Well, Kelly, he really needed that $1,500, girl. Oh. Kelly, can you share with us why did you vote over him?
You said what?
Can you share with us why did you vote over him?
He knows.
It just wasn't his night.
I just didn't see it for him that night.
But you saw it when he was in Mizrahi.
I did.
That happens a lot, shit.
No. Okay. Well, I addressed the question, texter.
Tell them they couldn't text me and ask me.
Well, text her. Y'all, just text her. Her name is Mother Kelly Mizrahi. She's on now.
I sure am. Y'all can ask me yourself. Y'all don't have to hit up Marcus to ask a question. Hit me up and ask me directly.
Oh, well, girl, it's no shade. Did you see the aftermath clips?
No, I don't watch the aftermath. Which
me
we can
either,
talk about
but I
it.
Had to make an exception, you know. Normally I don't either, but I had to click and give a few pennies and just get over it because, you know, the girls were telling me something to watch.
Well, what happened? Because I don't watch the aftermath.
Well, girl, they read the ball down, girl. They
did?
Yes.
yeah, bitch, they raised your ball down.
Who read?
Girl, a few people.
Why do they we? Mistake, I'm gagging. Mistake, we ain't get to two categories and the girls read?
Well, yeah. That's why I look forward to seeing the other aftermath from this weekend, to see if everybody was consistent.
Well, baby, they were definitely consistent with this weekend. Definitely. Everybody.
Well, no, these are some of these people probably didn't even go to the other cities.
Oh, mistake. I gotta watch the aftermath now to see who read.
Yes, ma'am, honey. Yes, bitch, you was red. Seriously.
Oh, shit.
What? I gotta go watch it, too, because bitch, you that red, bitch, you might be in the ball lined up to vote. Bitch, you might not get sent to vote ever again. Bitch, you want to fill it.
No, that's what we're doing this quarter.
Yeah. The girls want to display their talents and want to display their what they think about stuff. I'm gonna do the same thing. Fuck them hoes.
Oh, bitch! I'll be watching the aftermath, but now you got me wanting to. You got me looking. You got me scrolling down Ballroom Throwbacks right now, looking for it.
Yes, it was three clips, honey.
And they read it all three clips?
It's 2.5, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn, bitch. The girls is on fire?
It was no shame, bitch. Some of the stuff, I took offense to it, bitch. And remember, it wasn't my fault.
Bitch, listen, let me tell you something, bitch. That's why I probably ain't get tagged in it, because the girls read me.
So Kelly, they
saying, ooh, y'all queen.
They want to know why we're not talking about Charles's friend finger getting cut off.
I didn't know nothing about it. I don't be on Facebook. I was talking with my sister about it earlier, but I don't know nothing about it.
Did you just say you don't be on Facebook like that?
I don't be in those groups, bitch.
You will kill me.
Girl, just because you sit in the groups all day long, bitch, I don't.
Bitch, please.
Well, I will do my investigative journalism, and we will find out, and we will have that information for y'all on Tuesday. Sure.
We have a name. We just don't know if
right.
It's true. We,
name,
you know.
Jason, what name would you say?
Say that again, Rodney.
Whose name did you say?
I didn't say it. I just didn't say a name. They're saying that it's somebody named Charles's friend, whoever Charles's friend is.
Oh,
it's
supposedly
Little Eric Milan.
There you have it, girl. It was not.
All right. But the story seems so weird. How do you get your finger cut off at a ball and the whole ball don't know? Because in my opinion,
it was outside in the parking lot before. They never came inside. It didn't escalate inside. It was all outside.
So what do you say? Let me hold your hand.
Well, I still was wondering, that is the question. Everybody's like, how in the hell can you actually cut off someone's finger? Just out.
No, it's possible, but now...
It's possible. I mean, don't say it, Rodney. Come on. I mean, I'm going to keep it real. You know, don't say it to my sis. But, I mean, when Jay got mace at the Aga Ball, nobody knew until after. Nobody
knew.
No, we knew.
No.
Me too.
We knew.
A couple of Ebony's talking about it.
Huh?
A couple of the Ebony's came over to the Chanel table and told us about it.
Right, but that was after the fact. Y'all just see
no,
that.
Was
like, y'all
like,
hearing
right
that. Y'all kind of like, huh?
No,
somebody saw it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, people outside.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, it didn't
hello
look at the balls where, like, you know,
hello
everybody was, like, chiming in and trying to
yes,
get outside.
Girl, yes.
It didn't give that.
Bitch. Okay, I'm going to keep coming in and out. And I'm going to say what I got to say, and then I'm going to go back, and I'm going to finish watching the rest of the video. Okay? Bitch, okay, when you wake up and you have a fab motherfucking venue, Miss Thing, okay, that you have that's
out there for the girls to come in. And on the day of the function, Miss Thing, they tell you it's only 25 and older for the girls to get in, Miss Thing. And you got these young motherfuckers that's running around, bitch, that don't have no motherfucking identification, and people of age that still don't have identification. You have to resort to what's conducive to you to have the girls come to the venue.
Yes,
so we,
Kelly, you better use those words, girl.
We found a spot. We found a spot that was adequate enough that will give us the time to afford you girls to come out and still have an aftermath and not just sit in your motherfucking hotels and sniff motherfucking coke all motherfucking night, Miss Thing. When you got a bunch of black motherfuckers running around in a motherfucking venue, Miss Thing, yes, it's going to get motherfucking hot. And it was enough space and runway area where the girls could have put their talent to the best of their motherfucking ability, the abilities, okay? I'll be back. I'm going to finish watching, and that's for the Chanel runaway child that had something to say about the aftermath. I'll be back. Let me watch some more of the video.
Don't attack him like that. He was only giving his opinion. Wait a minute. Who you reading, bitch?
Well, I took his comments as honest. I think people were upset that they didn't really, I wasn't offended by what he said so much. I was a little offended by the other people.
Because she was a mini ball.
Yeah, he said to really get his honest opinion and wasn't out of any shame.
He was just giving his opinion. Who are you talking about?
Girl, you know who we talking about, girl.
Girl, you on the fucking stage?
I'm an inbox. Marcus,
keep it cute.
I didn't say nothing.
Who was the person, Kelly?
You said what?
Who's the person that said, who's the Chanel runway person?
Some bald-headed all-American child.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Again, I didn't take offense to his comment.
I took offense to his comment, and the only reason I took offense to his comment because the little shade that he was throwing as he was giving his comments, Miss Say.
Girl, keep watching. That's not the worst word, girl.
Oh, no, I'm not done yet. I'm still watching, but I took offense to that, Miss Say, because you know his comments was correct, Miss Say, but the little catty eyes and looking at Jason, Miss Say, that it was very shady.
It was not shady, Kelly. I was saying it right there. He gave his honest opinion, no shade.
Maybe because he didn't read my ball. Maybe because I didn't take offense to it. The other bitches that read my ball, I got something to say.
Well, sorry we didn't have a stage for you runway girls at a mini ball. Sorry.
I think y'all came
to a motherfucking mini ball that was hot when y'all been going to major balls for motherfucking years, Miss Thing, that been sweat boxes, Miss Thing, and the motherfucking femme queens walk up in there, Miss Thing, and they curls drop as soon as they walk up in the motherfucking place, Miss Thing.
Well, Kelly, you just read your own
ball,
girl.
I did. I didn't think the place was so hot at first. It wasn't hot when we went there that day. It was just a lot of people in there.
It was cold. We all know
niggas draw heat. Now, let's not act like we don't know that.
Yeah, like you say, first meet, if it would have been a mini ball and nobody would have been in there, they would say, oh, my God, it's empty. We didn't expect 300-400 people to come to a mini ball. We appreciate you. We definitely appreciated you. But we wouldn't know we needed a stage for the runway people. Everybody else was able to walk properly and win and do what they need to do. Come on now, stop the bullshit. Give me the rest of the names, Kelly, bitch, because I'm going to do some damage control myself.
Rodney, I think you ain't seen the video either.
Oh,
wait for the girl.
Because y'all just got real fire. Y'all just got on fire.
This is 12 minutes long. I'm only up to 3 minutes. I wish I would have knew about this before the show, because I got to have all these names written down and all my comments written down with these girls.
I'm sorry, I forgot to tell y'all about that. But I had watched it like Friday or Saturday, and I had got upset, but then I paid it.
You can't do
it. You know what? I'll address somebody's concern now. For somebody to sit here and vilify that I did not give away the $1,500 and that I attempted, I talked about giving it away in the aftermath.
Well, let me address this. I felt like nobody deserved it on Saturday night. And even if they came back on Sunday and did it, they would have got chopped because I would have put different judges up there. So we're giving bitches 4 more months to try to get it together to win the money. I don't want anyone to think.
Didn't you just say North Carolina was 2 weeks ago?
Well, no, because I saw the video and I got upset. So now, and it was a week ago, darling.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Remember, you get your check next week.
Hey, hopefully you'll get
to Alexis, he did just say that, right?
Yeah,
well, anyway, no, because this goes to, actually, your house member that addressed it. I have a great history of giving out my money, even at the Balenciaga Ball when we didn't finish the Thug Realness. I mean, at the our favorite things. The $1,000 was given away at the Balenciaga Ball at somebody else's ball. I got 50 million requests for bitches asking me to give $1,500 away at their ball. We'll see you in July.
Oops. Right. But didn't you say that took a poll of the ones that actually had got tens already? And
no, they're starting over. I'm satisfied. Nobody got tens. Oh.
I'm asking a question. From the ones that got tens already, did you poll them on the side and ask them if they want to give it away that next day? And the majority said no because they weren't going to
exactly. The majority of them said no, right.
Right.
But
so,
I'm still right. We're still going to give it away. Because
well,
maybe they were upset.
They said about the aftermath when you always cleared it up with the school boys that was already over there. So somebody must have been paying attention.
Right. Well, that was my only concern. And to everybody that gave the ball a 7, I'll take that 7. Because obviously y'all hold me to a different standard. I'll take my 7 proudly.
Well, all right.
What? No, you gotta gag
girl.
And see who gave me the 7, though. That's a shame.
These girls are giving 7 when the ball's supposed to start at 9, they get that 11:30 and think you're supposed to wait for the category.
No, bitch, you wait till you see the video. The shade in itself is who gave the 7.
Well, who gave the 7, Marcus?
I'll put it in the back cave.
Oh, okay.
No, well, it's not my night, so y'all can talk about anything y'all want.
Jason, I'll inbox it to you too, girl, so you won't feel left out.
And I love the people that really are so opinionated, but the bitch couldn't even throw a ball. If you gave her the venue, gave her the DJ.
Oh, shit. Damn.
What the fuck?
Jason, can you inbox me? I have a lot of messages over the weekend from bitches begging.
Marcus, you was really feeling it.
Are you
I don't got no ball
anything?
Coming up.
Are you sponsoring anything coming up, Marcus? Did
not at all. Not at all. The girl, we didn't pay for no commercial yet. I'll save that. Oh, Jason, I found you. Ties, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Wait a minute. This not my night.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many people didn't shut up?
Go ahead, Fat. No, let's do it tomorrow night.
But I do want to give a shout out to all the girls that paid their way through Baller and Crime social media.
Say what, Mitch?
Shout out.
Missy, what you
saying? You know, girls that, you know, pay their way through ballroom social media.
You know I'm a little slow today, right? So break that down for me.
Hmm?
Break that down for me.
What you mean?
What are you saying, y'all?
I'm just giving a shout out to all the girls that, you know, come shake their purse, you know,
to get that ball on Mike. Shout out. Shout out.
What were you talking about, Michi?
Huh? Huh?
Who's shaking their purse?
There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Y'all are mad.
Oh, man.
Y'all are mad.
And I do, let me just say this, and it's no shade, but I think if you have categories with $1,000 categories, how can I? We don't have enough qualified judges on the West Coast to give out $1,000.
No, no, no. I'd rather you give the dollar sign than put something that you can't afford to give.
Because when we have those $1,000 categories, the qualified judges usually are walking.
And what is your definition of a qualified judge?
Well, why, bitch? We didn't even know it was a fight in the parking lot and everything.
Right, we just saw
that,
right?
That was J-Rock's part. That's where J-Rock's mirror got broke off. It was like a little, they were playing.
Oh, I'm about to say, bitch, there's a fight in the parking lot, bitch, and ain't nobody even tell us.
It wasn't a fight they was playing. They broke off J-Rock's 5 years.
Playing?
Oh, child, that cheap-ass car. Okay, let me go back.
Girl.
Me too.
Yeah.
What is your definition of a qualified judge?
I mean... Okay, let me just put it like this. If I've only walked, only been walking for about 2, maybe 3 years, maybe traveled out one time, do you think I should be sitting on a panel judging girls that are walking for $1,000?
It all depends to me on how much knowledge you have
of the category.
And if you're of the category, because it's so shade. I can name somebody right now. D-Dollars could judge any dance in the category because he's probably more well-versed than anybody.
Right.
Most people probably
right.
would have a problem with it, but he's definitely knowledgeable, definitely has the experience.
Knowledgeable. He knows.
Why do people equate credible with walking and winning ball? Because let me be clear, everybody ain't won ball. Everybody ain't one ball.
Right.
That is true. However, I just
some of y'all be making up y'all history. We know that.
If you want to go to history, I mean, a lot of the West Coast history is really not spoken of. You know, the girls vamp it to what they want it to be. But if you really want to get...
Well, it's all over. Don't pick on your face like that.
Was the first female figure, performance girl, on the West Coast.
Who?
Lovely Revlon was the first female figure performance girl from this West Coast.
Okay.
She
was one of the first.
I'm just saying, like, history is something, a whole other argument. But I'm just talking about when you have judges and you... at balls and you're giving out a substantial amount of money. Because I'm like you, Marcus. I don't want to give people's money away. I don't. I think it's crazy. And I mean, we don't bypass that. I just feel, you know.
I hear you guys say that sometimes. I'm going to be like devil's advocate right now. I hear you guys say you want to give the money away sometimes, but then the same judges that you say you don't want to put up there, like we have our fair share of moments. Like at first, it was Tony, my father, and Stewart and say James. They would chop anybody in RR. They would look at the category, see what it's calling for, and judge accordingly. But we all got tired of people shading their houses as well for something that they do that is honest opinion. So now you have myself and you have Kelly and maybe a couple of more. But for our house sake,
sometimes we tend to do the same thing. And but the promoters say, y'all giving away my money, y'all doing this, y'all doing that. But you have to look at the bigger scale of things as well.
But, I mean, my whole thing is this. Okay. Here's my whole thing. One thing that irritates me is if it's a cash category, and the category says calling for a certain look and bring your picture, I'm sorry. Your cell phone and your iPad is not bringing the picture. You had enough time to print it out and bring that shit in a frame, or you could have had it in your hand on just a regular piece of paper. Cell phone, and you bring the cell phone up, and you bring your iPad, and then you got to go back. It's a chop. It said bring it with the picture. I'm sorry. The cell phone and your iPad, to me, is just not the picture. I'm sorry. Not when it's printers, print options all around, and you have more than enough time to print the shit out. That's just lazy.
And so, Marcus, I want your interpretation of it, but since you are a ball promoter as well, what is your...
I'm a ball host.
Okay. What is your definition of a qualified judge?
A qualified judge for me would be someone who is knowledgeable of the categories and honest enough or unbiased enough to do what's going to be the fair thing to do. I look at judges as like Supreme Court justices per se, and they have the ultimate power because it's not fair for a promoter to overrule them, but I do think that they should apply discretion in what they do, you know. Yeah, I think they should. So I think that's what a qualified judge would be.
Well, sometimes, as myself being a self-appointed qualified judge,
self-appointed,
the interpretation of the host or the promoter of the event, even though it's on paper, sometimes their vision is not the same of the person that's judging, because we all are judging our own interpretation of the category being brought in front of us. So if it doesn't match the host of the said event, then that's when we're told we're giving away money or we're being lenient or we're being... But if the judge per se was being entertained or thought the person brought it right, how do the promoter get mad?
Repeat the last part again.
How can the promoter get mad if the judge that is judging felt as though the individual category?
Well, no, because that's not what you hear. What happens is a lot of times, and I'll give you an example from last week, I got judges who called me and said, oh, yeah, that was trying it. Yeah, the judges tried it. And I'm like, no, bitch, you was trying it. Not the judges. You were up there, too. And they're like, well, I didn't want to be the bad guy, or I didn't want my house to catch the shade. So it kind of turns into what it turns into.
Based on that panel, they just knew that myself, Kelly, Tony, or James was going to chop everybody, and everybody else on the panel were fillers. I said it. They were fillers. And once you said beg to be up there and all that other bullshit, and we go through every fucking ball. Like I said, people having judges up there all night, begging to be up there on the panel all night. You don't have house representation at the ball. You bring in 8 members, and you walk one category per segment, but you want to be up there the whole night just to get one fucking vote from your house. That's late.
And I, you know what? I think that, honestly, I would start... You know, I don't know if they do this at pageants, but maybe we have to just start giving out a judge's incentive and just bring people who have no dog in the fight. Like, I understand it's hard for, like, a junior LaBeija to come down to North Carolina or somewhere like that, but if I got to start getting them there so that the money at least be fair, you got to have some objective people because it's no shade out of all the balls that I've ever been associated with. I was really gagging at this panel. I just don't know if they're feeling they pussy. Yeah, okay. Miss Kelly?
Mm-mm. Oh, that was
now, do y'all remember the Icon Ball in Atlanta, Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. To me, and even when I look at the video, it's like that whole panel, like the chops and everything was just ran through smoothly. Like, everyone took it. Like, that was, to me, that was one of the funnest balls that was that capacity in Atlanta other than Fred's Black Card Ball. And, I mean, it was no drama. The judges were judging them. If they didn't see it, they was chopping and keeping it moving. So, like, that to me, that, that's, those are like qualified judges. True enough, majority of them were icons. But, however, those are like qualified judges. Because I had one of the judges tell me they didn't know the five elements. And the category calls for them to bring it, to present the five elements to get their 10.
Okay.
So does that quite sum it up for you?
I mean, it's more than that because, I mean, it has to
it's
be
more than
that, though. Then just, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's some icons that should not be judging balls.
True, because a lot of them would just be up there and be fierce. That is true.
Well, not even that.
Just because you're an icon
you know,
or a legend
some...
makes you qualified either.
Right.
That's
or
just like
especially.
Every icon or legend isn't qualified to be a parent or a leader. But, however, no sir. I just think, you know.
Kelly, you still watching the video, girl?
Yes, I'll be back.
And then what irritates me the most is when people that sit on the panel want to sit back and read after ball, but you didn't chop them. Shut
right.
the fuck up. If you ain't going to chop, shut up. You ain't got shit to say.
And then when I chop, then I'm going to get the aftermath, and then they're going to watch and see who I did in the next ball. They're going to come up to my house, and
right.
I'm ready to pop the
yeah.
mouth. It's just a mess. That's what the ball is about now.
Right. And those second-string judges that keep begging for their $30 back. Oh, my God.
And we do feel some kind of way because I think it might have ended with my generation or the generation after me. When we had to walk, we had to bring it. If we get chopped, oh, well, fuck it. We don't argue with the judges. We're not going to go try to fight a judge. We're not going to try to mace a judge because he chopped us. He gave us his honest opinion, and they were qualified to judge us because they were experienced in the category and should be there to judge us. So we took it with a grain of salt. We kept it moving. We brought it back stronger. We bowed the icons and the legends, win, lose, or draw. We kept it moving. We kept coming back, coming back. Now the ones now, all the category says, oh, no legends, no icons, no this, no that. They want to get the easy wins, get these easy other years. They battling nobody, so they get an automatic win. So they go, oh, yeah, I've been winning. I've been other years, 7 years in a row. But, bitch, you battle Juicy Fruit, you know, nobody, and yeah, that's what it is. But you ain't battle nobody that'll make the ball hot. You never had no moments, no real hot battles,
right.
No shit like that. And that's where it's watered down now.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. That's why every so often I don't think everything should be a legendary category. Because I always taught to become a legend, you had to beat legends. So if legendary runway is always separate, how could a statement become a legend?
Because the kids now are scared. They automatically say, oh, well, they're going to beat me because they're a legend. If we would have thought that when we started off walking balls, we wouldn't be legends and icons now. What the fuck? And for my category, they offer no goddamn money for our shit, but now when they start offering thousands of dollars for realnesses, no legends can walk. No this can that. No this. But bitch, how the fuck are we supposed to get, you know, I just do if everything is separated that way as well. It works both ways. Sometimes you do have a legend that just want to play with each other, but they earn the right to want to play with their kind. The new kids ain't earned no right to do anything. You got somebody walking balls for 3 months, and you call them up and say, well, you need to start getting ready for this category, and they're like, father, uncle, is my category for cash? Bitch! You ain't getting shit to earn cash. What the fuck? And you bring the host and the promoters for always throwing these large dollar amounts on these categories, thinking they're going to fill seats. Everybody plays a part in the downfall. Everybody's playing a part.
That is true.
I don't know.
Yes, trust me. Everybody's played the bar. Gotta come on back with these motherfucking names, bitch.
She is going in on that video. She is here.
She should be on part two or three by now.
She said it was 12 minutes. Jesus.
That was part one.
She must have kept rewinding something she didn't feel.
No, she probably then went on to the next reel.
So let me get this right. You make an aftermath for a ball, you want, it's not my night. Let me stop. I got
to
go.
Go ahead, Jason. I was so we can entertain that. Go ahead.
You make an aftermath for a ball that you did not attend, and then you post somebody else's picture, and you name them that ball.
Oh.
Just listening.
Well,
sounds like somebody, they need a job at the dry cleaners because they're a little pressed.
Well, let me address that. A lot of people hit me up. I think what happened was a lot of people said, well, Marcus, why did you allow? I knew Jason came in there with the camera, and I saw Jason taking pictures. My whole problem, per se, with the ballroom throwbacks is not that they're coming in and taping or that they're getting money from the clicks. I don't care about that. I have a problem with being requested to pay them. The mere fact that Jason came into the ball, he actually paid to get in, you know, what can be, he was like every other patron that came to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So who am I to stop him? He was like basically a person with an iPhone in there too. So I don't have a problem with it because that would be hypocritical. I've never had a problem with what they do. I like what they do. I just don't want to pay for it. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my, you know, that was the, you know, per se. So Jason did end up judging, so he was refunded, but that was just two totally different things. And he actually had somebody else start taping it and taking pictures. So it really was like no tea. What he chooses to name the ball, that's what happens. I mean, got to realize last year, the aftermath when the whole fight went down, that wasn't the North Carolina Awards ball, but that's how it went up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I can't control how Kelly put it up on YouTube.
True.
And
how
I got that in there.
And how TMZ labeled it.
Right, and how Spice TV and right.
Shout out to North Carolina. Y'all made national headlines. Shout out. That's right.
To the
inboxer
who asked me about the read.
Oh,
was that what it was? Huh?
You said what?
What'd you say? What did you say?
No, I said you said what?
No, I'm talking about something else, but go ahead.
I mean,
what you were saying, child.
I'm just saying, I gave a shout out to North Carolina for making national headlines, even though it's not the type of attention that ballroom needs publicly.
Well, we
however,
redeemed ourselves last weekend. There was actually no shade, although everybody didn't make it to the ball. It was over 640 people at the ball. But maybe
that made it
probably 700.
What?
Excuse me? What did you say?
That made it through National Guard ID search work. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely. And it was over 300 people at the aftermath, 340 people at the aftermath. And
it was
violence-free. So, you know.
It was packed boots up in there.
I ain't watching this video no more, Miss Sari.
You're a sad girl.
Let me tell
you
what I'm doing for all the girls, Miss Sari. For all the girls that's out there, Miss Sari, that think it was hot and it was late and everything, Miss Sari. If you still got your wristband, Miss Sari, and you mail me your wristband back, Miss Sari, I'll send you your $20 back.
I still got mine. Can I mail it to you? I showed
mail
mine.
Mail me your wristband, and I'll send you your $20 back.
Can I just bring it to you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you go get, Alexis, a bag?
I'll let you take my time because there's a lot of...
Marcus!
You're
Well, Kelly, like, do you not just take a it? Mind you, I've never been offended by the critiques of people, but I am offended when they shit turned out the way it turned out.
Man, I, you know,
like, I just can't take advice from anybody. That's a shame.
You know what? Next time something like that happens, that if we're just going to go with the initial venue we have and the girls that's not 25 and older and the girls that don't have proper identification, bitch, they can stay in the hotel in the lobby, miss thing, and sniff their life away or do some Tina.
Right, because if the girls want to know
where
the
that's
ball
where they
was.
Had, that's where they had the most fun at. So, bitch, that's where y'all should have stayed at.
Yeah, they did, honey. 342, they did have fun.
Three.
All right, y'all, man.
The Jamaican there?
No, the Jamaican is not here. Marcus, let me explain something to you. I don't get full during the week. I'm responsible.
And to all the girls who wanted to know where the original club was, if you go to phoenixcharlotte.com, you can see it. It was a fab club. It was white woman.
Well, I mean, my thing is, I didn't have a problem with the venue at all because it's a mini ball, but I don't expect it to be this big, fab auditorium hall or some type of environment that you guys have the People's Choice Awards on. It's a mini ball. I mean, come on.
But it's no shame. We have been in storefronts. We have been in hair salons.
What mini ball have you been to where it was at a big...
Our bitches go to people's motherfucking garage, bitch.
I was just about to say that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, shit. You could have backed about 10 cars up in there.
With no ventilation.
Shit. Bitches go to motherfucking First Friday every motherfucking month, mistake, bitch. And it'd be a motherfucking sweat bath in there, bitch.
With dirty carpet.
Okay.
At least the place was brand new. Chandeliers. I don't think the girls, you know, I don't know.
I think it was just a real nice little social event. I mean, to me, they may have said that on the aftermath, but on the inside, looking around, everybody looked like they was having fun, enjoying each other, socializing, kicking.
Right. I don't take that as a read.
And
you know,
tipping Rodney all night,
I used to take that as a read, Michi, when people used to say, oh, the ball was late, but it was a nice social weekend. For somebody to come from New York or D.C., L.A., these big cities and come to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is a smaller city, and say it was very social, because we don't really have, like, a social weekend. That means a lot to me for somebody who can come from these big cities and say they had a good time in, you know, a city of a Charlotte, per se. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, we got no big city, 24 hours.
You had bitches that didn't even come to the motherfucking People's Choice Ball, bitch, and came down for the aftermath.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I still want to talk to them about that.
I mean, again,
I'm gagged at looking at this aftermath.
I got over
listening to the people in their comments, Miss Thing. I just kept seeing all of these different faces, Miss Thing, bitch, that I didn't even know was in the ball, Miss Thing. I was just gagging.
Right.
Well, Kelly, you were standing there so stern at that front door, child.
Baby, I have to make sure everything goes. When I put my name, when my name is attached to something, bitch, all I have is my name, bitch, okay? I have to make sure everything goes smoothly. There's no altercations, no drama, mistake. Everything is, you know, going to run the way it needs to run. So, you know, I really don't be having that much time to take it, to intertwine with people in that. Like, I'm gagged. Mind you, I gagged when we was out at dinner. When we was out at dinner, and I was like, oh, Beachy must be lying, bitch. That bitch wasn't there, bitch. And that's when Marcus and Rodney told me, Mitchie was there? I said, well, I didn't even see that bitch.
Yeah, because you were so stern at the fucking door, girl, looking like you was motherfucking
security,
she girl.
She didn't know who you were.
I said,
that's
hey,
what it
bitch,
was.
And you looked. I said, girl,
no,
I
know
who
Michi is, but, bitch, you know, I just be, when I tell you, bitch, I was all over, I didn't even know Sexy Lexi was there. And so I just said the aftermath. Miss Sang, it was a lot of girls that was up in there, Miss Sang.
Yeah, Sexy Lexi, did you miss
the girls?
Did you miss the
people's
choice?
The girls were in the building, especially for a club to be open that same night. No shade.
She just
no,
said,
I'm
well,
talking about at the aftermath. Like, I didn't know a lot of these girls was there. I think
hold
you
on,
know,
hold on, hold on, Kelly Cuckabee. Sexy Lexi, you got $50 in Philly the night the week before. You couldn't come out for $250 the second week? And it was a guaranteed $250?
I guess so you trying to walk. What you trying to say, Mark? Was a person one shit in a one?
No,
what
only
person
one person walked. Jada walked. No, Jada
she
was sexy.
Walk.
Huh?
She wasn't supposed to walk. I don't know what happened.
Oh. Come on, Sexy Lexi. We better than that. But thank you for coming.
Fat ass.
Well, Rodney, would you like to address any of the Prodigy PR weekend? You know, you guys had an eventful weekend.
No.
And a Facebook week.
Okay.
That video.
Well, moving on. He said he didn't want to address it. Moving on.
You can't address it. Jason addressed it all in that video with the post to follow it. No shade.
Which
video
yes,
was this?
Mind you, the video was transcribed, wasn't it? The video was transcribed.
Jason
I got lost
in that video. No shit.
You didn't see the video, Jason?
No, there's no video. It's just the word. Honey, I read what he said, so I can only imagine what the video gave.
But imagine it being word for what he said. Like him saying exactly what
times
you read.
Two. Time
to see that. Ooh, I need to see that video.
And he kept going, but Miss Rich, I'm not even
get
into that.
Ooh, no.
No shade. I watched that bit about.
You
want to
try ask for?
No, we did not address the CEO reading, whoever that was. He was reading. I was trying to get confirmation. I wasn't able to speak to them.
Who was reading who?
What CEO was reading?
James or Jasmine?
James.
No. Who was he reading?
Now that I couldn't figure out. He didn't answer the phone, so I can't. I don't report on stories I don't know about.
James, can we find out who you was reading, please?
Shout out to the Con video, the Purge video.
Yes, Halo trailer is cute.
Cool. Yes.
Oh, it was a ball in St. Louis this weekend too.
Yeah, My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, the 15th annual My Bloody Valentine. Solomon Infinity had her annual rent party.
Who?
Chicago.
Work, Solomon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, honey, because the winter is almost over. You know the girls in Chicago, they got to pay rent in the wintertime because they can't be evicted.
Job, but they still got to pay all that back rent in the summertime.
Bitch, that's why they move, girl. You notice the address change, bitch. You don't go to that same apartment after the snow let up, bitch.
He said they had a good,
like,
they had a good time.
Yeah, child, I had to move, cause I need a bigger place.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the young man that sat DeMario Prodigy and Tone Balenciaga for the $75 realness. See,
okay.
That's what happens when it's not a give it to your girlfriend panel. They came off you that night. Congratulations for beating Tone Balenciaga and Godfather DeMario Prodigy in the same night. That's a moment for you.
What?
I bet they didn't put DeMario on that panel after that.
what house was the young man in?
Love you, Brez.
He was at Infinity.
Oh, where'd you go? They was having a function.
You didn't catch my shade? Congratulations, young man. You beat DeMario and Tone in the same night.
And they didn't put DeMario on the panel after that. Work.
For the $75.
For the $75.
I know that's right.
Is that the price that's on there, or was it a dollar sign?
No, girl, you know Solomon don't give no, you know her dollar signs don't mean no $75.
So the category actually says $75.
Yes, it was grand prize.
Grand prize $75.
Yes, 75. Hello,
DeMario press one. DeMario, DeMario Infinity Prodigy, please press one.
Stop. Bitch.
Tone Dutch Aga, press one.
Tone probably ain't listed yet. Yes, we want to know about this. Anybody? I heard the Blonic Storm, St. Louis. Can we get a report on St. Louis?
Yeah, because they were supposed to storm Detroit, we heard, but I guess they was waiting for the Midwest Awards Bowl.
I'm trying to look.
Baby. The girls need to stop their shit.
What? You don't see the $75 grand prize?
No, bitch. That gives me back 1998, 99.
So nobody called and read about the $75 grand prize, but they want to read about giving away over $1,000 at a mini ball. Get the fuck out of here.
Let me go back on mute. Hold on.
He said snap. Still, I need names, bitch. I need names.
Give it to your girlfriend.
I'm going to give him something to be mad about, bitch.
I don't usually watch those videos, but I'm going, just for you, Rodney, I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to give him a few pennies and I'm going to watch.
Okay. And I'll wait for your name tomorrow because I'll be tuned in listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And to everybody who's been asking me or telling me that, I do apologize, I wasn't able to make it to North Carolina, but you're inquiring about whether I will be in attendance at your function. The answer is no. I ain't a reason to lie to you. I'm just going to tell you the truth. And it's not that I'm shady, because there are some people who did not make it that I will still be there for, but it's a...
Hello, everyone. I have DeMario Prodigy on the line. And he's going to go ahead and explain to us about his $75 loss this weekend. Come on, Sam. Come on, Brent. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Baby, it was six people there.
Was it all
so
Infinities on the channel?
You and Tom.
And then they let me win twist.
I let you win twist. DeMario, hold up. Rewind. Rewind. Brent, no shade. You won twist. Is there a clip?
Maybe
I just want to know.
Enough people there to record. I can't. I'm a
good one. Girl, how much did you win for twist? Nothing? Just a trophy?
No, me and my daughter had twist. It was open to all performers.
How much y'all
did? Oh, you battled for open to all performance? And what? How many people walked? Out of 6 people that was there?
I battled Tom for twist.
Oh, girl, you ain't gonna give us some ebonies, girl. You're not gonna get that.
How much you won, DeMario, for twist?
$100.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually lost
$25
that night there.
Yeah. But you know, I also have to beat her up for our money, though.
You had to beat her up for your money.
To do what?
I also had to beat Solomon there.
Why? You don't sound like that. It sounds really bad.
That's Michi phone.
Michi, can
you...
You lost realness.
Yeah, they did. They didn't see my realness that day. They saw that Infinity dude.
Right, he beat you and Tone, right?
Yeah, he beat me and Tone.
Right, I said that was a moment for him that night, and he won $75.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That judges panel, I don't know what happened.
Who was on the judges panel?
Mario, Balenciaga, Alyssa, Angel, Kenny, Wardell, and Solomon.
Hold on, Solomon just
Back up. Solomon judged his own ball.
Now, you're not going to disrespect her like that. She's a woman.
Wow.
I want to know people's
okay.
thing on
what
when the host is hell no. Hell fucking no. Hell fucking no.
International. Rodney, are you to judge your own ball? Yes or no?
Hell no.
Especially not for those $75.
Y'all have to understand, it was only, like, literally
10
people there.
They should have just gave everybody $5.
But if y'all catch out how the crowd that went up four more numbers, it was 6 originally, now it's 10.
And see, he's got in for free.
You have to give the four people that was Infinity, you know, I didn't count them. Tone thought, you know, he had to go to everybody's function because he's having an awards ball. So she tricked me. She gave me some Patron and told me to ride with her, and we pulled up to the ball. Hey, Marcus. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Kelly.
What's going on, Tom?
Hey.
Who else on the phone? Where Alexis is going?
Jason.
Alexis went to go see the Jamaican.
Who?
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, I heard about the Jamaican.
Hey.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to Louis. I won the $100.
A shout-out to the icon Harold Balenciaga for walking in the room and the girls pulling themselves together and putting their bags up. Shout out, Harold. Respect from the community. Baby, Harold walked up in that hotel room and the girls got to put, you thought somebody, mama or grandmama, had walked up in there with a Bible and some best oil, honey. No shade.
I know that's right, Harold. That's how I used to be when I used to come to the after hours.
Okay. Shout out to the girls at the Ball of Detroit. I had to use the bathroom, and I went to the restroom, and I said, is there a stall that I can actually piss in? And no one moved. I said, okay, on Monday, I will be calling names, and I'm not able to use his bathroom in 2 minutes. Shout out to the girls. Shout out to the girls for coming out those stalls and letting me use the bathroom.
Ooh.
Your name will remain, you will remain nameless, and I thank you.
Don't you like that, Paul Rodney, when the girls is in the store mistake and you give them that mistake and everybody clears out?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kelly for picking up all the bags at the aftermath in North Carolina so the venue owner will rent to us again.
Yeah, because those girls were sniffing down in that bathroom, honey.
Didn't the Coke dealers make change? I think we need to, the weekend of the balls, we need to buy a brick or something.
Well, based on the paying patrons of the ball and the comments that are being received from Kelly on the aftermath, maybe we don't want to be at that venue ever again if the girls don't appreciate it.
The girls will take what they'll get. I mean, it's no shame. It wasn't the little YMCA gym. You know, it's not the same size as the gym. But, it was what we could get. And I really didn't. I've never counted how many people ever showed up to an aftermath.
It was a mini bar at the end of the day.
Well, at least people didn't have to go up a whole bunch of steps to get to your ball and elevate. And the elevator worked if it was elevated air. That's Tuesday night. That's Tuesday night. Kelly, please mute me. Thanks.
No, baby, the girls got a gag. The girls had a gag mistake about a soul motherfucking tables in there too, bitch.
Yeah. No shade. You could
have. Dominoes could have been on their way.
Because every house was in the building. No shade. Every house is represented for a table. That'll be, you can have a little mini ball cell tables for like $50, $75, you know? That's cute.
Right. It was no shade. I was hungry as hell.
Okay.
Any tea from Alabama?
And that was Friday as well, right?
That was Friday. Any tea on Alabama?
I said it was like,
oh, man.
Y'all girls fist on press one on Monday.
But right, but they be reading us, and I guess it's because they be reading us saying we don't really be talking about nothing. And we would expect y'all to. Y'all didn't go to the ball.
Okay, so Kelly, for your 45 minutes in D.C., what exactly?
I'm going to keep my comment. I'm going to keep all my comments to myself. I was told not to read the listening audience anymore.
What? Your comment about what?
I was about to rebuttal about what you was going to say, but I was, you know, I was told to stop reading the listening audience, so I'm going to stop reading the listening audience.
Oh, sorry,
you can't tell us your 45 minutes of what you experienced in D.C., how was it? Or, you know, sometimes 45 minutes could be fine.
And I came in. It was great. It's always great to come to D.C. and see my brother, James Caan. I came in. I gave my brother a hug, gave him a kiss. I went and twinkled. I came out. I was called to the judges panel. They called performance category. 13 Caans came out, and 13 other people came out. And
shit.
They called Sex Siren in the last battle, and that was it. I got back in my truck. I drove to Delaware and went to the Waffle House. I spent more time in the Waffle House than I spent at the bar.
Well, if you got 26 people walking performance, I mean, damn, that's almost the whole night. No shade.
It took 43 minutes to finish that category.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then the ball was over. We went to the Waffle House.
By that time, it was time to leave.
It was.
Party choir too.
Went to the Waffle House, had me two bacon Texas cheesesteak melt, a waffle, a side order, scrambled eggs with cheese, and my Hawaiian punch.
Bitch, you had three meals.
And I went on home.
In one setting.
I love the Waffle House.
No bathing suit pictures, no time soon.
Baby, this body is always bathing suit ready. Okay? Unlike the other girls, this body is hot.
Girl, not with a three full course meal.
Because I had this cheesesteak melts, holy onions, a side order of scrambled eggs with cheese, and a waffle.
Girl, eggs and a waffle is one meal by itself at the Waffle House. And then you got those two little toast sandwiches. Girl, that's three meals.
I was hungry.
I see.
Bitch, okay. And it was lovely, you know. It was all right. For what it was, honey.
So, Callie, do you feel it's so, okay. So someone wants to know, hold on. Why would you be offended by what people say about your ball during the aftermath as opposed to when you're reading other people's balls during your aftermath?
I wasn't really offended by it, you know. Baby, the girls have their opinions just like I have my opinions, bitch, but girl. Bitch, when you try to give these girls something, bitch, you know, and it just don't work out, mister, you know. But it's
well, I also think that, you know, it was one comment made by a young lady on the aftermath that said, oh, they shut the ball down early. No, we didn't shut the ball down early. We shut the ball down on time. If they're not, you know, I don't think people understand. You just can't go up and stay up in people's stuff all night. They have, cities have ordinances. You're running the risk of police. And, yes, people can stay in there, you know, and break the law, but then when they get fined, they're looking at you like they're crazy. So, and then when they're applying for, that place just opened the night before that. She's applying for a liquor license. One call from the police, maybe the ABC board is not going to give them the liquor license because it's already tea in there. So you really sit here and have to wonder, now if gays really want to come together and buy a venue and do everything legally, those people, if I was to invest in a venue, I don't give a fuck if it's ballroom or not. If y'all paid for 6 hours, you're going to get 6 hours. And there is no extra because that's not how the world operates. I'm not going to risk my license. And y'all realize how many places are risking their livelihood for a few extra $100. It ain't even a whole lot of money. I see why the lab bust the girls over their head. Because at least they're going for the – at least if they do get caught, you going to cover the fine. So I take offense to that when people say, oh, it's just they could have paid for extra time. If it was just that simple, we would do that, of course. What's $200? What's $300? That's nothing in the grand scheme of everybody having a good time, but we also have to start accepting responsibility. I also blame other ball promoters who say they start at one time and start 4 hours later. You don't really have a good judgment of what time a ball starts.
Can we get on that, please? Can I just touch on that real quick? My thing is this, and I'm going to say this, and I don't give a fuck, but Oakland did not shut the ball down last weekend. The Bay Area did not. The venue was only till 4 when, the, of course, you have verbal confrontations at any ball. It's 3:30, almost, but between 3:30, 3:45. Okay, let's go ahead and shut it down and make everybody else feel like they got to shut down. No. LSS was supposed to start at 12:35. We didn't start to almost 1:30. And the people in place for us to start LSS. So when ball promoters allow your ball to start late, don't point the finger at the girls that are arguing. There was no punches thrown. Yes, there was a little scuffle after the ball was already over. It didn't start inside and escalate outside. That was a whole nother situation. I need the girls to learn to keep the shit real and say what it is.
It's just a little disheartening because you, out of all the people that read, you only get one or two or three emails saying, oh, I really enjoyed myself. You know, when, you know, the grand scheme of things, you can take it, but at the end of the day, people really think you make a lot of money from a ball. It's no shade, bitch. You can get that from, bitch. Some girls get that from sucking dick.
Bishop, you're live on air.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You know, some of the girls want a $25 happy hour.
Bishop.
You walk away with $25 from a ball.
Bishop, you're live on the air.
I'm here. Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to Jacob. And shout out to the new series that's coming to YouTube, and it probably will be a reality series soon. Shout out to Kelly. Shout out to T.S. Madison. I
no
think that's
going to
be a very nice series.
No free promotion.
There ain't no free promotion if Kelly is the ruler on the show right now.
Maybe.
It is still free promotion.
It's still free promotion.
There are rules and regulations to this. All staff must pull out the paperwork like patrons and listeners.
Meechie, when you going to get a YouTube video of you singing?
Oh, gosh. Here you go. Put it back on hold. Because, baby, I'm already on YouTube.
Well, I want to subscribe you.
You do it.
Hey, Chief.
Huh?
They want to subscribe to your YouTube channel. Start off.
I don't have a channel.
Okay.
So you already on YouTube, but you don't have a channel. Girl, are you full?
He has clips on YouTube.
I don't need a channel.
He has clips is what he's saying, Bishop.
You said, huh?
He said he has clips up. That's what he was saying on YouTube.
So get a clip. Get a YouTube page and put your clip on your own YouTube page.
I don't need to do all that.
You don't.
I have enough on my plate. But thank you for the encouraging words. Very heartfelt.
I still have yet to hear you really sing.
Well, if you go on YouTube, you can sure enough find me. I'm on about 4 or 5 different clips singing. I'm on a few other clips. If you search through Dorinda Clark Cole, I'm on a clip of her singing background with her. I mean, you can go through several different clips.
Background.
Well, yeah,
it's going to be
that
all
means
about
you have
you.
To qualify, and you have to audition, you have to have a voice. See, you wouldn't make it.
I wouldn't make it.
It's pleasant, but it's not background material.
Well, no. All kudos and all praises to you
for
being
thank
background.
You. This is not about me tonight. Thanks for reaching out. But I'll be more than happy to inbox you a couple links you can follow, and by all means, get your life.
I'm going to chop you, though.
Oh, God, child.
I'm going to chop you for the simple fact is that
where's
anybody
that
that's doing what you're doing,
again.
Anybody that's doing what you're doing should have a page on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Well, Bishop, your turkey wing looks pretty good this weekend.
Thank you, baby.
I just said this.
You should get a YouTube
thank you.
Channel going. You should
thank
get a YouTube cook channel going. How to cook in the hood. That's a good channel for you. Cooking in the hood.
Well, you live in California. I don't know nothing about the hood. You do.
California. Every bit of California.
Moving
where I stand.
Moving
it's not hood anywhere.
Hello.
It's not hood anywhere.
What did y'all do for Valentine's Day?
I'll tell you what I did this weekend. I went... Saturday night I went to the Go-Go, and then
so
Sunday night I went to the Go-Go
you
also.
DC?
You said, huh?
You didn't go
to the ball?
I wasn't using the ball.
Why you weren't using it? You were so supportive. I'm
going to still support anything Khan or Aga does, but the thing is,
but
that's
you just
why people like me don't, hold on. When it's bullshit and it's too much
ooh.
Bullshit and it's just too much, it's very much unprofessional. Give me unprofessional. I want to go to a ball where I can motherfucking have fun, motherfucking enjoy myself. I ain't been out in a long time. The thing is,
well, Kelly had fun.
I did not go
Kelly
to the ball.
Kelly had fun. She enjoyed herself.
No, this is my thing. I'm not gonna go to no mini ball. I wanted to see the whole media takeout ball. And the thing is,
because it wasn't the full Fem Queen ball no more, so you wasn't going.
Hold on.
Gotcha.
That's an insult to me because
gotcha.
You know what? Hold on, that's an insult to me because some of the fact is I'm not looking for no Fem Queen. Listen, I'm not looking for no Fem Queen at no ball. I'm not looking for no Fem Queen at no ball. I just wanted
to
come out and show my face.
And it being as they were not.
Bishop, I don't want you to think that. This is the problem. I don't think a lot of people, and that's again people who've never thrown a ball, I think the decision that they made was smart.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Because what happens is when you
the
have a ball,
I said that as well.
When you have a ball, there are expenses that you are fronting. And so what our initial plan was to move the ball to another weekend to where at least elements would try to help their situation to where they wouldn't lose their money. Who is that snoring on the phone, bitch? You can't be that tired.
Hold on. You know what? That was the first good-ass decision. The most awesome decision you could do was move the ball to a new date. Man, I respected that 100%. I was so excited about the ball because the simple fact is that, damn, shoot, man, I get, man, Khan and Aga got together. I was like, damn, man, it's going to be a motherfucking nice-ass ball. So I'm like, man, shoot, I'm going to do like I did to Gagger Wing, but I'm not going to be walking this time. I'm going to come to the ball fast.
Word.
And, yeah, I was going to come to the ball fast. The thing is, I mean, I just got confused just like any other patron or any other spectator or people that go to the ball to spectate the ball. I'm just like them. I was like, I don't know whether to go or not. So I'm like, damn, shoot, this is the fucking week. I can get out the damn house. My father was going to be taken care of. And, you know, I was going to be able to come out the house. And, I'm trying to tell you, I went to the Go-Go. I paid and I went to the Go-Go Saturday night and Sunday night. And, yeah, shout out to Trishay. And shout out to Shauna. But, I mean, y'all need to get y'all shit together, man. You know, I mean, I think it's totally disrespectful to both houses. You know, I mean, I'm just a spectator, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think it was just motherfucking,
okay.
It was just, it just fucking represented, it represented DC in the wrong way.
Part of a house, so you cannot direct it towards the house, no.
No, I mean, it's no shade.
It was not the house ball of Connell Ave. It was two members that are part of the house that decided to collaborate on this function.
Rodney,
well,
is that you?
Who? Well, I mean, basically, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I was going to come to the ball. I was going
to
come and enjoy myself, man.
That's all I'm
going to have a couple of laughs. Yeah,
man. North
Carolina,
child. I ain't want to hear that.
Huh?
I don't want to hear that. I was going to come. I was going to do this. I was going to do that.
I
if you wanted
to
go,
but then I got high. Well, hold on. You rather a fake profile give you shade all day and talk about your ball? No shade, Mark, because you rather a fake profile give you shade all day, talk about your ball, or rather Sanaya or any other person give you shade all day, and the person told you that they couldn't make it to the ball. And I really wanted to come to the North Carolina ball.
Well, not you, Bishop. I've never met you. I'm talking about these bitches, and I hate to say this, but these bitches that was in your inbox all the whole 6 months begging for stuff, trying to get you to help them with their event. And then, bitch, you know, if you wanna learn how to do something, I think you should come see it in person. And that day, if I respect how Jasmine throws her events, so guess what? I go to Jasmine Balls and I watch her. Because sometimes you'll see things that are good, and you might see things that you might want to do differently. You go to Jack's Balls. Even ball people who don't have really successful balls, if you plan on having a ball, you should go.
Who said that?
I don't know.
I mean, finish. No. I finish.
But you
preach.
Go there just so you can see what they're doing wrong. I mean,
but you know, this is the thing. It's you know what it is? It's so many egos in the way. And then on top of that, there's so much personal shit in the way to where, you know, you establish and you try to do something with someone and a personal situation gets in front of you and that person having a successful ball. I wasn't upset at it. I paid it. Like I told you, I went to the fucking Go-Go and shit, man. Went to Go-Go Sunday and Saturday. I mean, the Go-Go had more, man, to go. Anyway.
I'm going to tell you what I think, people.
That's where they be beating on buckets and pots and pans.
I'm going to tell you what I think people are messing up. I think people now are relying on Facebook a little too much.
Well, you know what? Exactly. What happened to passing out flyers?
Right.
What happened to?
There's no shame. Y'all can still craft flyers.
Can't craft them no more.
What happened to word of mouth? What happened to word of mouth?
You have a ball in Nova Scotia, and if Marcus has a ball coming up, he's going to be in Nova Scotia with flyers on every table paid for. Know that.
No shade. I just don't understand. Look, let me give you an example of what happened. The Kiki Ball in North Carolina, right? That they supposed to have on Friday. They put it on Facebook. They tagged the hotel as the location, and it was. I had a signed contract from the DoubleTree Hotel with 150 rooms booked. Once the hotel saw what it was, oh no, ma'am! They made every concession to move it somewhere else, and then not to avoid beating the contract, they were like, you know, because they knew we could have sued. Well, we do apologize, but the time y'all can have it, y'all have to have it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night. Well, bitch, what on a Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock? What kind of kiki ball you having? When people were still traveling there. So when you tag yourself and tag your event on the page and it tags to their real page and they see Vogue Femme this and drag that and this and that, and they might have known it was an LGBT event going on, they only have heard bad things about balls, especially, unfortunately, the DoubleTree. And, you know, they end up turning you. Facebook is not for everything. Y'all have to learn that.
I agree.
That is true.
But hold on, I agree. And to take it what you said, the formula is called word of mouth when you do fly the flyer. And see, a lot of people don't do word of mouth no more because they have the social media, they have Twitter, they have Facebook, they have other social media sites. But when you do word of mouth, it gets clearly out to your state that you in, like North Carolina. I know the word got out, and I know North Carolina showed hella love to the North Carolina Ball People's Choice Awards. Also, then you had, okay, let me put word of mouth and get some flies down to D.C., get some flies down to Atlanta, get some flies down to New York, get some flies down to New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. And when you do that, you combine in all the networking tools in the one. A lot of people probably like, Bishop don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But remember, Bishop was one time one of the top male dancers on the East Coast and the South. And the only person that made that happen was somebody that taught me. And with J-Rock, K-Rock, a.k.a. Serapis, rest in peace, he taught me all about business. And then on top of that, Tink Cole Adams taught me about business. When you do word of mouth and you use your tools, your networking tools on the internet, it makes a lot of difference. And then on top of that, when you stay strong and you do it for blood and you promote for blood, it comes out so good.
Okay, on that note, can everybody say goodnight? Because we have to get up out of here. I got things to do in the morning.
Yes.
Hello.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, Bishop. Jason, Michi.
Yeah.
Can y'all say good night? I gotta get up in the morning. I gotta go to work.
God bless you all. Good night, and remember, that change is coming.
You stupid.
Okay. Jason.
Good night. Talk to you all tomorrow, where I will continue the shade.
You might as well call it madness.
You said why?
They need to call it Madness Tuesday tomorrow. It's about to be madness.
Well, I'm the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Don't forget to tune in tonight to Trash Talk Tuesday, where London, Jason, Michi, J-Rock, and the whole cast will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night with the legendary icon, CEO, and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air for this state of emergency. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you girls definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll be taking you away with our words from our sponsors. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, let's team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Fest. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Fem Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Runway for $250. Open to All Face for $250. Realness as a House for $250. And Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be unavailable. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminine Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Fem Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Fem Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge.